Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. You know, women are not alone in their experience of prejudice in the workplace. You don't have to go very far back, only to the spring of 2007, to find another glaring example of exclusion. The presidential campaign was just getting underway at the time. Legal gay marriage was only on the books in two states. Also that spring, Lord Brown was CEO of BP, one of the largest oil companies in the world, and he resigned in a scandal. A British tabloid published a story of an encounter with another man, and Lord Brown had to step down as CEO after 12 years on the job. Now, gay marriage is legal nationwide. The world's most valuable company, Apple, is run by an openly gay man, Tim Cook, and Lord Brown is back in the boardroom as executive chairman of L1 Energy, an oil and gas investment company. Now, while Apple's profits are soaring, the price of oil is in the tank, below $40 a barrel. A lot has changed since 2007, and John Brown is here. He's author of the new book, Connect: How Companies Succeed by Engaging Radically. Now, we're going to talk about his book on changing how corporations engage with society and see how much corporate culture is ready to change, and talk about some other things too. Lord Brown, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Things have changed radically in some ways since 2007.
Oh, definitely. Certainly, it's very good to see Tim Cook as the actually only openly gay CEO in the Fortune 100, perhaps even in the S&P 500. I think I'm the other one, but I'm retired from that set. But lots changed in that and in the way in which companies look at various all the things they do and how people look at companies.
Did you ever feel like, you know, given the timeline that I just gave, which is a mystery to no one, that you missed the mark by just a couple of years of society, or the conversation about being gay in the workplace or gay at all had been just a couple of years earlier, you'd still be at the helm of BP?
Well, it's not easy being an openly gay CEO. Otherwise, I think we'd see more. If there's only one openly gay CEO in the S&P 500, that I think would be statistically improbable. Something's not quite set yet at the top of companies. What is good is a lot's going on in companies which is making the glass half full. People are able to be themselves, and that's important for productivity, engagement, and also it's just right that people can be themselves.
Now, let's talk about the book a little bit, because you want corporations themselves to sort of change who they are as they relate to society. You say American corporations, or all corporations, need to find radical new ways to engage the public with social responsibility. What do you mean by that? And let's avoid sort of – there's a lot of corporate buzzwords that I'm aware of. What is radical? What does that really mean?
Simply engage on the terms that society wants you to engage on, not on your agenda. So it's what people want from you, not what you want to give them. And that is important, because so much of this is a dialogue which goes right over the top of people's heads. They get it right for customers, but then for communities, for regulators, there's a dialogue which doesn't make sense.
I mean, the entire capitalist corporate system is not set up with an incentive structure that aligns with what you're talking about. We have an entire structure that famously, I'll just say, is profit over people. We expect corporations to behave that way. That's why we have regulation. We expect corporations to run roughshod, and we regulate them so that they don't hurt people. That's a simplistic view. You're calling for something completely different.
Let me pare it back a couple of ways. First, I think regulation is something which is given, which allows people to do business and be trusted. Nobody trusts a businessman who says, I'm going to do something. They might, but actually they'd much prefer to trust someone who's independent. Regulation is about that independence, and it's about doing the right thing for everybody. In history, it's always been the case. You know, Mr. Heinz, when he was doing ketchup, he had the unique idea of making ketchup out of tomatoes, and everybody else was making it out of rubbish. He got regulations set up so that he could do his business and be trusted as someone who's doing what he said he's going to do. So I think regulation is very important. But society does have an incentive to punish business. If you look at what Volkswagen has done recently, look what happened to their stock price. It went down 30%, went down even more, because they broke a bond of trust. This is about engaging, not engaging with society in the way they want to have companies engage. And in my book, I talk very much about the risk of companies not engaging properly. It's a very big value risk. Their stock price goes down when they break that bond. And in the reverse, when they do it well, they make returns which are much higher than everybody else. So there really is an incentive, an economic incentive, to get this right. It's about engaging openly, transparently, on the terms that society wants you to engage in.
And you think that the fundamental incentives of how corporations engage with the public now are ready for that? I mean, we have a system now. There are cases like Volkswagen, like you say, where companies are punished by share price or by consumers for doing the wrong thing. And you and I can sit here for the next 4 hours and talk about the examples where doing the wrong thing paid off because you paid a fine or didn't get caught at all. The fine was the cost of doing business and you just soldier on with profit over people.
Less and less, I believe, because reputations of companies and their ability to do to have customers, to have a point at which they're trusted is damaged when, in effect, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And so I think that what's different today is that everybody knows so much more about what everybody's doing. It's called transparency and it's called communication. So everybody knows it. And in the past, they didn't. I mean, when I started in business, which was a little while ago, people actually trusted authority. You know, when someone would come out and say something, they would say, an interviewer would say virtually to a chief executive officer, is there any more wisdom you wish to impart to your audience? Quite the reverse now.
We're in the midst of a presidential election. Before I let you go, Lord Brown, as you know, one of the strains of this election is the corporations have bared down on us. They've ruined society in so many ways. The financial collapse, tax them, push them to the ground, get them out of the way. You're preaching something different, and it may fall on some skeptical ears.
Well, I hope not, because there are real examples in history when corporations were punished so badly, it damaged the future prosperity and happiness of everybody. So this is something which needs to be avoided by corporations doing a different thing, not soft-soaping people, but actually radically changing the way in which they think about their business to the core. And that's what this book is about.
Lord Brown, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
John Brown is former CEO of BP. He is author of Connect, How Companies Succeed by Engaging Radically.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.